It's you and me, baby. Against all odds, we got a good marriage because we serve a greater God. Good marriage.
So today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how we met. The first time I actually laid eyes on you was at Kyle and Sean's wedding. You were one of Kyle's groomsmen, and I remember just seeing how much you all the groomsmen actually really were like brothers. Y'all had a great time at the wedding. And I remember one of our friends from church, Colette, was like, "Hey, girl, you gonna go snag one of those groomsmen?
Get yourself one of them groomsmen."
And I promptly told her, "No, I'm good, thank you. I was not thinking about dating or anything like that." So you were in the Army during that time. Where were you stationed?
During that time, I was stationed in Fort Myer.
At the wedding?
For sure, definitely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, after that, didn't think nothing of it for a while, but you started coming to church. You didn't go to the regular service, though. You started volunteering in high school ministry.
Yeah.
Which is also where I was volunteering and would facilitate Bible study and help with worship and just volunteering with setup and breakdown. And you started volunteering, particularly on worship. I think there was a worship event. Yeah, it was a high school ministry worship event, and I was just volunteering for it, and you were there. And that's when Kyle actually introduced me to you, like, "Oh, do you meet my boy Brandon? He was one of the groomsmen at my wedding." And I said, "Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. You want a slice of pizza?" Because I was distributing pizza at the time.
Like, yeah, give me some of that. Break me off a slice.
So, I don't know, something like that, I guess. I don't know. And again, I didn't think much of it. Thought you were funny and cool. And I also thought you were remarkably young. Probably, you know, in retrospect, I know, you know, you were in the military. So your hair was low. You had no facial hair. And you wear baseball caps.
That's right.
And I was
swagged out.
I thought you were maybe 16 or 17 years old because you looked that young. So that further was why I didn't think nothing of it. What were your thoughts when we initially met at the worship event? If any.
And this is actually a new revelation for me. The first time I laid eyes on you, you were getting ready to go to Tanzania on a missions trip. And you were being commissioned to leave. And I saw you briefly, you know, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I saw you again at the youth worship and prayer night. And I was there helping to facilitate that with Kyle. And and that was the first time I actually met you. And the first thing that I thought about was like, wow, you have a really good personality, a really awesome smile, you know, and it seemed as if you had a good sense of humor. I would later find out that my assessment of your sense of humor were true. Yeah, I remember meeting you, and like you, I didn't think much about it.
I was grocery shopping, and you were coming out of one of the stores nearby, and I was like, "Oh, I think that's Brandon." I said, "That Brandon guy," and I was with my roommate Jennifer at the time, and I knew that you were in the military, active duty, and stationed not too far away. So I definitely have a soft spot for service members and veterans, and I knew that likely meant that you weren't near family. So Jennifer and I invited you over for dinner because it was meal prep Sunday. So we was about to cook for the week anyway. And maybe, I don't know where you were leaving. I don't know if it was the gym.
Just finished playing basketball with Kyle.
Oh, okay. But you were over at the...
Which is something that...
Near Trader Joe's. I don't know where you were coming from near Trader Joe's. But you did come over.
I was coming from there, like where they used to live, like their... apartment, and like I put in the GPS, like Sally's Beauty, because I needed to get like a wave cap.
Sally Beauty's right in the store.
I went over to Sally's Beauty, and when I was coming out, I saw you guys.
Well, we invited you over for dinner, and you awkwardly agreed, but it was because you stink.
No, I'm gonna tell you,
you're sweaty.
That's not the only reason why it was awkward.
And it was also just like, women just that you don't know inviting you over to their house.
I was like, what is this situation?
Is this a trick? But you were hesitant because like, I just finished playing basketball. I was like, oh, it's fine. You can take a shower over our place. That didn't help. You probably even more so was like,
because like, I don't have any clothes. What am I going to put on?
And I have a bunch of male baggy clothes.
Which was more question marks. What you doing all these clothes?
I felt
like I was about to step in misery.
I find gym clothes, men's gym clothes, far more comfortable than women's. Mm-hmm. So when I'm lounging out, I prefer to wear big sweatshirts, sweatpants, things like that. And you look like you were about my size anyway. So obviously a lot broader shoulders, but we weren't drastically different in size. I was like, oh, I'm sure I have something that you can throw on. So you take a shower. We're downstairs in the kitchen prepping for the week, but setting aside what we'll eat for today. It ended up being a smorgasbord of food. It was good. Showered. We all ate. We watched some TV together also. You seemed to enjoy the meal.
It was the first time I had tofu.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I made General Tso's tofu.
Fried tofu.
Yeah.
With rice and some steamed veggies.
It was lit.
And
gave me a beer.
Oh, yeah. And you got a beverage. And you just hung out for the afternoon, early evening, and then you headed back on base, which was good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hit me up, make sure that you're doing all right. Let me know when you get to back to Fort Myers. And you did. And then a bunch of time went by. Mm-hmm. Then I saw you at church, but that was, pretty much it.
Yeah.
What happened?
So in the background, right? I'm hanging out with our friends Kyle and Sean, and from time to time I'm like, man, Sean, you ain't got no female friends. I'm out here. And she would kind of hint, and ask what were the things I was looking for, and she wouldn't say anything. So some time went by, and turns out they invited me to go see a movie. They also invited Kim to go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they ditched us.
They did.
They ditched us, and we wound up at the movies.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you came over to my house, and because I remember the awkwardness of, do you want to go to the movies still?
Yeah, I ain't going to turn down the movies.
So we went to the movies. Afterwards, we went to a frozen yogurt place, which is right next to the movie theater. And we just talked. We talked about the movie. Then we started just talking about each other. But more so, it was you talking because I am very guarded in general with people.
For whatever reason,
And you were not?
I gave you my whole life story.
Whole life story in one evening.
Yeah.
I knew your siblings, your upbringing. I learned a lot. And I remember maybe an hour in, I was enjoying the conversation.
You damn knew my social security number by the end of the conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And I just remember being like, who is this guy, and why is he entrusting me with, why is he okay with telling me these things about himself?
He's just so easy.
It wasn't anything
to talk
awkward. It was just talking about life. Your parents, your siblings, being in the military, your love for music. It was all great things. I just remember being like, eventually he might want to know something about me, but I don't really want to. That's probably also why you kept talking, because I kept asking for more, because I didn't want to go into talking about me.
Yeah.
Really. I was enjoying listening in. So, of course, we closed down the Froyo place.
They kicked us out.
Had to eventually leave. It was dark out. We walked into to the car, and then we sat outside in the parking lot for another hour. Yeah. Talking. I remember towards the end of the conversation, I blurted out, I'm divorced. Because it was still a area that I was sensitive about, and I wasn't comfortable talking to other people about. But then I also felt like you deserved to know something about me. I could have said anything else about me. But for some reason, I felt I wanted you to know what, to me, was the... I also thought, like, oh, well, maybe if I tell him this, he'll kind of be like, ooh, I'm good.
Yeah, like you would rather get that up front.
Yeah, like, let me know right now if you got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't even like it was for the sake of us dating. This was really just two people.
This is just a conversation.
Just talking.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, I'm divorced.
All right.
And then I was like, stupid. What'd you say that for? You have had an amazing life with amazing experiences, and that's what you decided to blurt out. But that's neither here nor there. So...
More time passed.
But at this point, you were on my mind a little bit more. Not because I was like, ooh, I'm trying to be with him. It was more so still wrapping my head around, what kind of unicorn of a guy is this open about himself to someone he don't really know that well? Like, he was so comfortable with telling me about his life and okay with me not telling him much about mine. And I just remember being intrigued.
Yeah.
I was intrigued. And it wasn't a short period of time. It was like, because I was doing a lot of work travel at the time. Yeah. So I would maybe text you while I was out of town, see how you were doing, see if you've had a chance to see your family or anything. And then, like, days would go by. And then maybe I'll text again, like, hey, hope you're having a good day. Hope everything's going all right.
Some of those texts, you got text messages.
Nah, because I remember maybe my third one being like, bro, you don't respond to texts.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. That's the one that got me.
Then you responded.
And I was like, I feel like I read the rest of them. It took like
2-3 weeks.
Responded to the ones that
was like over the span of like 2 or 3 weeks.
And like, oh, here's a catch up.
Like doing in between like work travel and stuff.
But the reason for it, it was like during that time, like I think I was actually on a field exercise when I was in the army. So like I didn't have a whole lot of time, to text. And when I got the bruh, you don't respond to text, that message, I was free. And, I finally like looked up. I was like, oh, snap. Yeah, definitely wasn't the best first impression with text messages.
I remember being like, oh, he busy. I'm busy. Like, whatever. It's like, no big deal. I just wanted to make sure, you were alive, I started like caring about your whereabouts more. I won't say as much as your whereabouts, but just wanted you to know that there was someone in the local area that would notice if you went missing, if you didn't show up at church or something like that.
Yeah.
And I started, I kept all of it to myself for the longest, but I did mention to my friend Jennifer, a different Jennifer, and just said, this guy He like told me his whole life, and like it wasn't weird. It was actually okay. I don't know what to think of it. But then I also test him a few times and before he responded. So I don't know. I was very comfortable with remaining single indefinitely. And I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, oh, I don't want to lead him on. But I also, I'm okay with like making new friends too. I don't know what maybe his intentions are here, but they seem genuine. Don't seem like he has any in particular. So I'm not sure how to tread, this. And, Jennifer gave me some solid advice. Just take it slow. Just figure out see where it goes. Don't rush anything. And I remember I went to, oh, no, I don't even know how many more weeks and months passed between this, but I went to church. I didn't, I don't think I volunteered in high school ministry on this particular Sunday because I think I went to main service. And I was looking cute like I always do on Sunday. But this was the particular Sunday that you suddenly noticed.
Man, let me tell you, this was miraculous. It was like a veil had been lifted, and it's like, how did I not notice this before? You had these really cute like red frames on, and like I don't even remember your outfit. It was just like you were glowing though, and yeah, just wearing that beautiful smile. I was like, you look good. You
Yeah, you
are.
test it to me, and
Yeah,
like
like.
towards the end of church, he's like, you're looking good today. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And he's like, no, I mean, like, you're looking really
I
good.
ain't seen no thirsty text.
It was thirsty. It was a little thirsty. It had a little thirst on the end there. And I'm
Little
like,
drips.
I know. Thank you. All right. So more time goes by, but behind the scenes of that time now is you actually like being more direct, talking to Kyle and Sean, like, hey.
No, and here, check this out, right? I'm so slow sometimes, man. Like I really almost missed my blessing.
You
But
almost did.
it was after playing basketball with Kyle again. I was supposed to have dinner over at his place with his now new wife, Sean. And Sean is she's preparing dinner, and I just start thinking about Kim because I knew like we had been texting a little bit more, and at this point in time you were dealing with recovery from oral surgery.
I had my three wisdom teeth extracted.
Yeah, which I know from experience is a brutal recovery
Especially as
period.
an adult.
Yeah,
Oh, it sucked.
I'm
But that was your blessing.
yeah, that was my
That was
way
your
in. The
blessing.
Lord was like, I gotta weigh in for you, bro. And I was like, all right. So, but I'm sitting there and like I'm talking to Kyle and Sean, and like I look, it just dawned on me. I was like, hey, Sean, I think I like Kim. And she's like, oh. And then there's a yell, there's a yell from the other room, and Kyle's like, what? And she's like, Brandon likes Kim. He's like, oh, I knew that. And as it turned out, they had been orchestrating events behind the scenes to try to set us up. So that was why they ditched us at the movies. So they've
Months
been,
before.
yeah, months before.
But I even and
They weren't very
they
good
weren't very good
at
because I remember I
it.
was volunteering at like a store, raising money. That's right. That was a fundraiser. No, it was a school supplies drive. And I was volunteering with Sean. And while I was there, Sean was like, so what you think of Brandon? This is a couple months before your epiphany. And I was like, isn't he like 16? And she's
Trying to
like,
play me.
no, him and Kyle went to high school together. They're like the same age, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I mean, he okay. He seems cool. And I just left it at that. I kept her in the dark. Because at that time I was like thinking about you a little bit more, but I wasn't about to like say anything about that. I kind of wanted to stay in
He
my
has
head.
been running through my mind recently.
I was trying to stay in my head primarily because I really didn't want my thinking to be swayed by anybody. And because this was a big deal to me to even be thinking about a man. Yeah. Because I really committed to a lifetime of singleness happily. I really was like okay with that, and I was living life, I was enjoying life. But I just was starting to think, like, wait a minute. I was like, God, I thought we were on the same page here, that I was be single indefinitely. So do you want me to not be? Mm-hmm. Is this just somebody who should just be a good friend? You know, is this somebody you actually want me to be with? Like, do you think I'm even ready for that? Like, it was a lot of conversations between mm-hmm. God and I, and that I did not want swayed by anybody, because people always want the single, you know, successful woman to find a man, and mm-hmm. would just push for that. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, girl, go and get, and for all I know, you could be crazy yeah. or have problems or have just not be mm-hmm. available, you know, or be able to fully be a good mate. And mm-hmm. I didn't want nobody, not even my mom. I didn't even talk to my mom about it. I mm-hmm. talked, Jennifer got that little brief mm-hmm. Conversation. And then Vanetta also, my friend Vanetta, she got a little brief. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this boy from church. He seems real nice. She got that little quick conversation, and she's like, oh, okay. So, but I told her, like, I'm not sure what to do though, because
he's sleeping.
He might be sleeping though. He might not be paying attention. Girl, it took me like 3 tests in like 3 weeks for him to respond. So I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I spoke to the right people, because mm-hmm. they weren't going to heavily push me into any direction. They are capable of remaining objective.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how you almost missed your blessing that particular weekend.
Wait. I didn't tell my part.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and finish.
It dawned on me, and that was the exact moment when I text you, like, hey, I know you're dealing with, you're recovering from your oral surgery. Have you eaten anything yet? And he was like, no. And I was like, well, if there's a place you'd like to go, I'd like to meet you and we can have dinner mm-hmm. together.
And I really wanted to have some pho, because I was at that point 3 days post-surgery mm-hmm. and I was getting tired of Jell-O and boring behind food. Mm-hmm. Jell-O and ice cream, I think, was all I was really eating. So I was like, I should be able to handle some pho. Mm-hmm. But the week before that oral surgery is when my friend Jennifer was telling me about this Groupon. And I was telling her, I don't even know if I'm really trying to date, really, you know. And she's like, well, there's this Groupon going around for like a matchmaker service. You know, it's for professionals who don't have time to be sitting here like mingling in clubs and bars and whatever. And I was like, you know what, I think I'll check it out. Maybe this would be my way to really decide, am I really like trying to get back in the game? Mm-hmm. So I did the interview, I did the survey, and they started sending me some matches. Mm-hmm. And I remember when they were asking me all these specifics of what I was looking for in a person, it's things I never really thought deeply about. My list is pretty short but solid, you know. Mm-hmm. it's definitely not superficial things, but they were going into like detail, eye color, education level, occupations. Like, it was too much. It was quite overwhelming, actually. Mm-hmm. But I did it, and they sent me a few matches, and they were getting ready to start scheduling some meetups mm-hmm. for that weekend. But I told them, oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting my wisdom teeth extracted this weekend. I'm going to have to delay actually meeting these people that you've matched me up with, mm-hmm. which was fine. Mm-hmm. So I canceled the one that was already scheduled, and then I, you know, postponed the others and figured I'll revisit it next week when my mouth is feeling better. And instead, that weekend, I ended up going out for pho with you. Mm-hmm. So we go get pho.
Yeah, so I meet you there.
Yeah, we meet there. And I grossly underestimated how hard it would be to successfully eat pho with a toe up mouth.
Yeah.
And it was messy. It was not good. Yeah. My mouth hurt. I took some pain medicine beforehand too, but it didn't matter. My mouth hurt. It was not cute. That's for sure. Thankfully, you weren't a love interest to me in that moment, per se. I was only open to the idea of the matchmaker thing first. Mm-hmm. I still was thinking about you and not quite sure what to think of it. But
you're eating struggling pho with the pho
in a very messy way, and pho is every spoon I put in my mouth, half of it falls out my mouth.
Yeah,
and in the middle of like pho bra falling out my mouth, you say.
So I think I like you. Slurping up my stuff.
And I was like,
Yeah. What's hilarious is that, like I said, I'm super nervous, you know, because like this is the first time that like I haven't had time to prepare. I was like, what am I even doing? And, I say that I have feelings for you, and I get, you know, some positive feedback because you smile. And I was like, that's got to be a good sign. And then you hit me with a blinder, like blindside me with, well, I don't think you know me well enough to come to that decision.
It's like, deflate.
Deflate. You know, and.
But if that wasn't me coming at you, I thought that was an honest assessment.
It was an assessment.
You know, I smiled because I thought it was cute and I was flattered, but the honest assessment still had to be said.
Yeah. You know, and the wisdom of the Lord came through like nobody's business. And I said, well, that's fair. If you think we should get to know each other more, then why don't we take a few days or like some time? You know, we don't have to call it anything. You know, it's just two friends getting to know each other more.
And that wasn't safe language for me, because if you said dating, courting, any of that, I would throw up red flags like, no, I ain't ready for all of that. The Lord has determined that I am to remain single.
Yeah.
And I'm only thinking about this dating thing just for a moment, just to consider it. Mm-hmm. Don't try and rush the Lord's work.
Get big behind
yeah, exactly. So I think you responded with the exact language that the Lord knew I needed to hear to feel safe in that situation. Fast forward, we leave pho because I'm failing awful at eating it. And I think you suggested
froyo.
That's good, froyo. And I was like, oh God, thank you. Yes. Because this is embarrassing. So we talk and we just start the getting to know you process. Mm-hmm. And
one key element in that was the we did this thing called random facts. Like every time we would hang out, it's like, okay, random fact.
About ourselves, you know? Yeah.
And it was so cool.
Those are funny because it would really be very random.
yeah, straight up.
And then it was close to the holidays during this time, so I went to New Jersey to spend Christmas with my family. You went to Virginia to spend Christmas with yours, and we text a whole lot while we were there, while we were apart. And then I remember at one point during that trip, you text, and I was like, I'm really just liking you more and more. Mm-hmm. I definitely could see you being my wife. And I didn't know what this has back. So thankfully you didn't say that to my face, because I think I would have been like,
yeah,
I'm going to go home.
What's crazy is your response shocked me.
But it didn't freak me out as much as I thought it would. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember exactly what I said, but
I do. I remember what you said.
What I say?
You said, I think you said the scary part about it is that like I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I know. Intense. So then we have a very intense couple of months of getting to know each other, spending time with each other, and
I learned about your meticulous eating habits and the I remember like getting a piece like we were sharing a dessert, and you were saving a part of the dessert for yourself, and it was like I had no idea. I don't have a best part in the dessert. It's all dessert and it's delicious, but you have a favorite part, which is the middle, because it's equal portions of everything, and you save that for last. And I took it, and you gave me the death stare, and like, it was hilarious. Because like I never experienced triggering. It. Like, that's when I found out about your food trigger. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, she might kill me.
Yeah, thankfully I didn't.
Yeah,
it worked out. But we also really started diving deeply into a devotional, a couple's devotional that I really liked. It had the most lame cover. I remember, I remember just Googling and, you know, looking on Amazon also like, devotionals for couples. Cause I felt like I had no clue. I cannot believe I'm doing this. I really, to commit to like lifetime singleness and then now all of a sudden not be, I was shook of something serious. So I was, you know, the intellectual in me. The scholar in me is like, there must be a book on this.
Come on, wisdom. Huh? Yes.
So I started looking at devotionals. I get two of them, one for you, one for me. And this, that particular devotional had daily devotionals to do individually. And then once a week coming together and doing one of the devotionals together that summed up the week and then also focused on relationship. But the beauty of that devotional was the individual ones had nothing to do
with the person.
A mate. They were all about developing our relationship with God.
Come on.
And then at the end of the week, which we typically do Sundays after church, is when we would come together, share what we learned and over the week about strengthening our relationship with God, and then using that information to as a foundation and a framework for building our relationship and getting to know each other. I also asked for advice from folks, and you know, they recommended like some sermon series, some other books, things like that. And we were dating for a little over 3 months. Having just the best time of our lives. And this is in the midst of me having the worst time at work. Yeah. I was going through the most awful work season. And I still can say that that still was one of the best times of my life because of our relationship and what God was doing there. I mean, I was in love and making the best of it at work. I was just making the best of it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to see my boo this weekend. Hey. So anyway, we are really getting to know each other. We're meeting each other's families. Like, we really took it very seriously. It really was some official courting going on at that point.
And it kind of like evolved.
With the intention of marriage. Mm-hmm. And I know we went to the pier in Jersey on one of the visits visiting my mom and my brother. And I remember when we were at the pier, that's when I realized that I was like, this man is going to be my husband. And I couldn't be happier. I didn't say anything. I mean, you know, in the moment, I just remember in the midst of our conversations, just how rich it was. I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to marry this guy.
I remember saying, babe, I don't know what we're waiting for. I like you. I want you.
Our relationship made me throw out every rule I ever had on relationships. It also helps too that I had followed all my rules and ended up divorced, so my rules clearly were flawed in some manner, so I was willing to throw away all my rules. Like, one of my rules used to be, oh, you need to be seriously dating for like 2 years before y'all start talking about marriage and things like that. We were dating for 3 months. So there wasn't a lot of time.
Nope.
End of November, we had our first kiss, Valentine's Day.
Caught me off guard.
Gotcha good.
It's like, close your eyes. I was like, oh, you're going to punch me, aren't you? You kiss me. I was like, oh, girl. I wasn't ready.
A month after that first kiss, we got engaged. And yeah, we got married in September. So we weren't even together for a full year by the time we got married.
Right. Dope.
Well, I won't say dope because it's not for everybody.
It's not, but it's dope
but
for
it's
us.
But it's dope. It was what was, it's what God intended for us. Yeah. Like it at no point in time did it feel wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we, first, when I was initially even considering, like, is dating really what I should be doing right now, I'm glad that I kept it just between God and I. Mm-hmm. And then when we started dating, I was like, don't tell folks, man. I'm not really trying to hear everybody's input on our relationship when I'm still just trying to even figure out if I even, like, am trying to date. I didn't want anything to cloud it. So us getting engaged was a surprise to a lot of people because a lot of people didn't know we were dating. We also were, you know, popular folks at church. And
I told all of my family knew.
Your family knew because they were far. People, I was okay with that. Yeah, they were in Virginia. So I'm like, all right, that's okay.
I was like, I got to tell somebody, man. I'm excited.
I didn't tell many people at all. I could count on one hand how many people I told. And I didn't want to start telling people until I knew I was really solid in a decision that I knew, and I knew that God, like, agreed.
Yeah,
that felt right.
That was wisdom.
Yeah, because I knew I would get people who's like, "Oh, you sure you should be dating?" Or there'll be people, naysayers, but they expressed concern, like, "Oh, do you know him? Do you know her?" Like,
for me, it was only one person, and that was once I was like, "Yeah, man, I just proposed." It was like, man, you haven't even been dating her long, you know? But I just, like, through the whole process, I just was sure, you know? And I'm a committer, man. And once I make up my mind about something, like it's pretty much, like, set, you know? And I'm gonna do it.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And I make sure it's a sound decision.
Yeah.
You know, I don't make rash decisions, but when the decision is made, I am solid in that decision. Mm-hmm. So got engaged and we continued doing what we were doing, like building our foundation, studying God's word together, praying together. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still building our story now, 5 years into marriage, and man, has God ripped out all the pages out the rule book and had me start from scratch.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for that.
I tell you, and like you, I was totally content in my singleness. Like it took, you definitely caught me off guard. I remember talking to my best friend Joe one day, and he was like, "Hey man, I know you're enjoying that single life, man, but you know, don't close off your heart." I was like, "Ain't nobody closing their heart off. Shut up." You know, and it was one thing that I remember saying. It's like God created Adam, and he was like, "Man, all this is good." And it was only one time God said, "This is not good," and that was when he said, "It's not good for man to be alone." But Adam didn't come to that conclusion. You know, that God decided, you know, it wasn't
God
good.
So
it was
decision.
On God's timing. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I arrived to that point for myself, you know, I was like, you know what? If God wants me to be with someone, he'll bring it to me. You know, I was just woke. I was woke and I was able to see it, you know, when it happened. Some people don't see it. And I saw it.
And you were so close to missing out, man. Who knows who I might have went on a date with that weekend
It was
I didn't
the timing
get my
of the Lord.
Because,
like, you were in pain. You couldn't debate with me.
That's true. It is true. I think I would have had a lot going on in my head during that.
I probably would have been like, forget it then.
It probably would have, because I would have went right into debating mode. Yeah. But my mouth hurt. Especially after trying to eat the pho and failing. Mm-hmm. So I kept my words short and kept my ears open.
Yeah. God knows, man. He knows how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Best matchmaker there is.
One thing that gets on my nerves sometimes, that the second I say that we met in high school ministry, people are like,
Yeah.
Because it's, you met your spouse in church. That's so...
Because that's not the story for everybody.
It isn't. And nor should it be put up on a pedestal. I could have met you in church and you could have been a woman beater.
You could have met me at a bar and I could have been
swell. You could have been amazing. I enjoyed meeting you at church. It was convenient, honestly. Yeah. And but that convenience doesn't come for everybody. It isn't always going to be in the places that you already are. I remember for a long time I didn't tell people how we met because it sounded too dreamy. I didn't want to feed into the whole putting certain relationship stories on a pedestal. And I really was hesitant to tell to tell people.
And I think the message isn't like necessarily where we met. It's like what we were doing when we met. Like we weren't looking for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We were just.
It felt unfair because I have friends who have been single for years who are trying, and I have a heart for singles, honestly, and really. Sometimes felt bad about it.
Yeah,
it was there, like so to now be no longer in the club. amongst all my single friends, and I've gotten over that more, and I stay very aware of it. I do not romanticize our relationship. I make sure that we're transparent. People know that we're not perfect. Because we get that sometimes. We would get people who kind of just like looked at us and just thought it was just perfect. but so instead of just keeping the story quiet, I let people know if they want to know how we met. And then I love diving right into our struggles and how we worked through them and also letting people know that this may not be exactly what's for you. Maybe getting engaged in 3 months is not for everybody.
Yeah. For sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
I think that it's just pure wisdom to sort of de-romanticize it because like it's so many people, I feel like the problem is that they're looking for perfection, you know, but the problem with that is there are no perfect people, you know? So in the same regard, there are no perfect marriages, you know, it's just two people who are trying to love each other, you know? And, you know, and that's what makes a good marriage, two people who are trying, you know, and, Like a good friend told us, you gotta want it. So we want it, and we try
every
to
day.
Every single day, and we try to show that in our actions, you know, and in our words and in our thoughts, you know, being thoughtful. You know, so,
and my water is getting low, so
it's time
that
to go.
Means it's time to go.
And my tea is gone. so long.
Until next time, guys. Look forward to the next podcast. Hope you all have a great day.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Kim.
And this has been Good Marriage, Great God. Hey, if you like what you heard today, be sure to comment, like, subscribe.
You could find us on social media on Instagram or Facebook at Good Marriage, Great God.
Till next time.